Yeah.
I try every day to bring you real news and engage us all in a great conversation about that real news of the day. My thanks to Pat Subkowski, an assistant adjunct professor in the political science department at Marquette University, talking about birthright citizenship. Yeah, that's already been enjoined by a federal judge. Took what, a day? So if you recall, last hour, I ended the hour by explaining to people what performative politics is. And it is very easy to say that Donald Trump is almost all performative politics, meaning the exercise of power or influence in a way that actually causes harm to your key constituencies or gets, you're just out there sort of puffing yourself up and it has no meaning or purpose. Yeah, I would argue the executive order about birthright citizenship is exactly that. Any lawyer would tell you, sir, this will never survive any level of review by any court that operates in good faith. It literally is a 0% chance because presidents can't, you know, wipe away portions of the Constitution that they don't like. That's not the way democracies work. But I got a great question from my friend Todd texting in on the WMDX line. Todd asked me, hey, Maggie, can you talk to me more when you talk about performative politics about the difference between like the theater of politics and the rhetoric of politics and these two definitions of performative politics that you use? I sure can, Billy, and thank you for the question. Reminder, before I get to responding to Todd Billy's question. If you have questions for me and you'd like me to answer them in 90 seconds or less, we're going to do a segment or two like that on Fridays. You're going to definitely want to check that out. If you want to submit a question ahead of time, you can always text it to 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Or you can email me at askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. We're going to do that segment every Friday at 3 p.m. It is Cardi and the Callers Ask Maggie Questions. I only have 90 seconds, so hopefully I'll eventually shut my yap and we can get lots of questions in. So to Todd Billy's question, I do not mean to impugn the rhetoric that is engaged by politicians, you know, not Donald Trump, not the like vile hate speech, but simply the theater of politics. That's not what I'm talking about. All of politics has an element of performance to it. When I say performative politics and I deride it, I criticize it, I'm talking about just those two specific types. Puffery and ego-driven, let me get a headline and the thing I'm doing will have absolutely no meaning, impact, or import. That's definition one. Definition two is, I am going to do something because I can, because I have power and leverage, and it's actually going to either hurt people or get nothing done, but I get to flex. Right? That's what I mean. That is Donald Trump to a T every single day. So I want to turn, I'm going to take a caller, and if you've got questions about this, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. 2 days ago, the Department of Justice sent a memorandum out, and it informed, this was on January 21st, 2 days ago, told all the DOJ offices, all the assistant U.S. all the U.S. attorney offices, hey, we're going to actually start criminally prosecuting your local police officers, your sheriff's department employees, if they do not agree to violate the 10th Amendment and use our dwindling public safety resources to help ICE and the federal government do their job. Now, even if you think we've got an immigration problem, this is not how you go about fixing it. Okay. And I'm going to explain all of this to you. I know a goodly bit about this because I was there in the trenches back in 2017 when Donald Trump tried to pull something similar to this then. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you had a question, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if Brad Schimmel should be asked the question on what his opinion is on Donald Trump's executive order on this and get him on the record for saying whether he supports it or not, because that goes a long way in saying whether his judicial opinion is actually of substance or just performative, you know, performing like a little trained monkey for Donald Trump. And Trump is the organ grinder.
Yeah, my guess is, Mark, thanks for the question, that Schimmel would dodge the question because it's a no-win question, right? When Brad Schimmel, candidate for the Supreme Court, can't even say very clearly that Joe Biden won the 2020 election, he is, by definition, unfit to serve, not just on the state Supreme Court, but my argument would be he's unfit to serve in the position that he holds now as a Waukesha County Circuit Court judge. Shame on you, sir, because effectively it's giving comfort and aid to enemies of the United States, meaning those who sought to overthrow our democracy back in 2021. That's just my hot take. We're going to take care of a little bit of business. We're going to come back and I'm going to dive into this new directive from the Trump administration to the U.S. Department of Justice and all U.S. attorneys' offices, threatening your local police, your local sheriff's department with up to life in prison. I kid you not, life in prison. If they do not agree to violate the 10th Amendment and violate the 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendment rights of residents here in the United States of America, we're going to discuss all of that and much more. We'll take more calls. My name is Maggie Nunn, your friendly lawyer lady, an economist that does a little political commentary every day from 2 to 4 p.m. all across the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, you can tune in southeastern Wisconsin at my radio station that I originate out of 540 AM WAUK or on any of Civic Media's local talk radio network affiliates, as well as on the Civic Media app. You can watch me on YouTube, on Civic Media's YouTube channel, and of course on my X, Instagram, and Facebook accounts at Maggie Nunn Show. Come and join the fun, y'all. The water's warm, even when it's cold outside. I take all comers, all callers, all commentators, including my friendly conservatives. I love chopping it up with you all. When we come back, again, we're going to dive into this new directive from the Trump Department of Justice threatening your local law enforcement agents. Can you imagine locking up your friendly cop that helps keep your neighborhood safe? Come on, man. Keep it locked. My name is Maggie Nunn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752.